Welcome back to the Burnt Breakfast on RDU 98.5. Well, I'm very excited to have in the studio right now Tom Linklater, the Creative Arts and Technologies Coordinator, it's a mouthful, at the Papunui Youth Development Trust, and is one of the brains behind Gigstarters, which you've probably heard an ad for on the station in the last kind of week or so. Welcome, Tom.
Thanks, Liam. Good to be here.
Now, this is a very exciting sounding event, and it like really cleverly kind of tiered sort of event going on, but I will try not to explain it. I think that's probably best left up to you. Do you kind of want to talk to the origins of it a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So the origins of the event Gigstarters came from Rod Fisher at New Zealand Music Commission, who is one of the team up there in Auckland, and he's really, really passionate about people around the country kind of having running their own gigs. So the whole focus of the event is to encourage people that they can actually put the event on. You know, you can find funding for it, you can find a venue, find equipment, and whether it's your band or another band, put an event on. And through the COVID period, we were able to access some funding through New Zealand Music Commission to up our game with our tech for our events, which we were really fortunate to do.
Oh, great.
With the Loop Band Nights, which we run about twice a term.
Yeah.
And obviously, youth all ages gigs, it's really, really hard to find funding for. And so you run them over a shoestring budget. So
yeah,
we're always looking for ways we can fund it, and like organizations like you guys that we can work with to make them happen easier. And so over that time, I got to meet Rod, and I saw that he was running these events, and I'm like, you know what? This is very similar to what we're doing already. And I think he'd run one with Saltbox a couple of years ago. I couldn't make it to that gig, but I was like, you know what? Next time I run one in Christchurch, we'll put it on with you. It'll be a partnership. Let's do it. And that's kind of where it came from.
So can you kind of run us through how the event works?
Yeah, sure. So basically, it's a very collaborative gig. So a normal gig, you'd have, you know, the band would rock up, there'd be a sound check, might go get some food, and the audience would arrive at, you know, a certain time, you'd have the gig. With this one, the audience comes right at the beginning of the sound check.
Yeah, right.
So we're going to have a conversation about everything to do with how to perform on stage, what to ask for in your fallbacks, you know, how to promote on social media, how to receive you know, royalties through app or AMCOS, all those sort of things that you probably don't learn in music school.
No, you don't.
And so we're going to do that for about an hour and a half. Then we're going to get into the sound check, where there's going to be people who are more interested in the technical side, where they'll come stand with me on the sound desk, and we'll look through, okay, how do we make the sound good in the room? How do we position the speakers? How to do the line check, which is bringing all of the different microphones and making them sound good.
Yeah, right.
And there'll be people on the stage who might be with the musicians as they're plugging the instruments in. And so it's a really like a workshop, very hands-on interactive.
Yeah.
And that'll be for about half an hour. And then I think we're going to have some food and free food, like all my young people coming along to that part, like easy as.
Say no more.
And then right about 7, but not like bang on, it'll be sort of a bit of a flow. The first band will get on. I think we're going Midnight Buzz first, but I'm not too sure about that. Come along, you find out on the night. And then Valerie, who's a local pop musician who's got like backing tracks and stuff, she's got some good releases out.
Cool.
We're going to see those two play, and then everyone will have seen the whole process, so it's hopefully going to draw them in even more than you would for a normal gig. They'll know exactly what's been going on, get to meet the artist before, that sort of thing.
It's such a clever idea. Like, when you hear it, you're like, how are people not doing more of these? I think it's so, so smart. And a lot of stuff is covered during this event. Have you learnt things in the process of organising this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've kind of learnt, like, how events are done at a level higher than what we do at Loop. Like, usually for us, it's, you know, I try to make them as professional as possible. We kind of do the setup between, like, or maybe during the week, we'll set up the equipment, and then on the afternoon between like 3 and 6 o'clock, we'll do the sound checks, and then people will rock up, and we try and, you know, put their like logo up on the TV. And you know, we do it all on our rock climbing wall, and this is taking that same place as well. So working in with Music Commission and with APRA AMCOS, and, you know, sending riders back and forth with some of the artists in the last week. I've been like, you know what? I've got a few areas I can step up my game, and a few areas where, hey, I'm actually doing this a very high level as it is, which I'm pretty stoked about.
So I've like heard of Loop,
cool.
But I don't really know much about you guys. Could you kind of explain who you are?
That's a very big problem I've got, is no one knows who we are until they meet us. Yeah, so basically, right. Loop is the name of the youth centre space. It's a $2.5 million building in Papua Nui with a rock climbing wall, recording studio, hangout space for young people, and we have lots of social services organisations that book out space that maybe work with disability or counselling. Cool. So that's kind of the space. Inside of the space is an organisation called Papua Nui Youth Development Trust, who employs me and about 9 or 10 other youth workers.
Yeah, right.
So what we do is we go into local schools, especially in the northwest, so kind of Papua Nui High School and then the feeder schools from there.
Yeah.
And so we go in there to do youth work, emotional support, lunchtime games, small groups, that sort of thing. And the kind of goal is to engage with young people and to give them a fun time, but also help them to grow and develop as young people, as individuals.
Cool.
And then give them practical things like music to engage with as a process.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Wow, that sounds like it must be quite like a fun job to have.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've been in that role for over 6 years now. I started off as kind of partially youth work, partially music. Basically, there was a lot of music going on in the studio space that was built. Like, it's pretty significant studio, especially for youth space. Right. And so lots of like NZ On Air contracts and NZQA stuff happening in there through the high school. And then, you know, people kind of came in and out of that role. I was left for a couple of years, not really doing much.
Right.
And I was looking for a job, came in with some funding through the government to set up some programs as a 19-year-old. I'm like, let's do it.
Oh my God, that's so cool. Oh, I wish I had government money at 19. I guess the most important question is really the details for this gig. Like, when and where is it?
So it's at Loop Youth Centre. So it's on Hereward Road at the bottom. So if you're driving up Papua Nui Road, take the left before Northlands, you'll see the big St. Paul's Anglican Church.
Oh, yes.
And we're right next to there. And it's starting at 4 p.m. It's going to be the hui for about an hour, hour and a half, and then the workshop straight after, and then the gig from 7. You're welcome to come just for the gig or just for the workshop, and then somewhere in between those we'll have a little bit of food as well, and it's free entry. So
great, fantastic. Well, Tom, thank you so much for joining me, but more importantly, thank you for working on stuff like this. I think it's such a cool idea, and it's so cool to see it here in Ōtautahi. Because we have so many artists here, and gigs can be like a scary thing to put on. So it's much appreciated, everything you're doing. And what's the date very quickly for this as well?
Next Friday, 19th of May.
Great.
You can find more details on our website, which you can go to our website, which is pydt.org, P-Y-D-T, and then @gigstarters. It's also on our social media, and you can also just go to gigstarters.co.nz, which will have the RSVP link so you can let us know you're coming.
Brilliant. Well, Tom, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having me.